As the regular season draws to a close, most of us are eager for what lies ahead.
Hand off to Poppin, full head of steam, in for the touchdown, Giltner takes the lead.
Brackets, upsets, drama, playoffs.
Back to pass, Shore fires into the end zone, it is caught, touchdown Lawrence Nelson.
But those suiting up tonight are already in playoff mode. Win, and you're likely in. Lose, and nervous moments are sure to be in store.
And the ball game comes down to this. All of this tonight down to this fourth down call.
It's game day on The Breeze 94.5. Two teams with the same records meet in Giltner tonight in what is a rematch of last year's playoff classic.
Here we go, fourth down, 13, back to pass, being pressured against Schroer. And he fires downfield, and it is knocked away. A great defensive play.
The Giltner Hornets are averaging 57.7 points a game and hope their high-octane offense adds a little fuel to this rivalry fire.
Hendricks has the first down, and then some inside 10-5. Hendricks, touchdown. Touchdown, the Giltner Hornets scoring on the quarterback keeper.
For the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, it'll be their rushing attack and halfback Dylan Mankey that will need to have a big game if they want to come away from Giltner with a win tonight.
Torrey Lawrence Nelson has it at the 15. They pitch it to Mankey. He's got running room at the sideline at the 30, 35, midfield, 35, out of bounds at the 35-yard line of Giltner.
It's the Lawrence Nelson Raiders and the Giltner Hornets on the Breeze 94.5. Let's take you out to the Husker Power broadcast booth with a call of tonight's game. Here's Craig Eckert.
Thank you, Tyson Hebronic. And as you heard from a few of those clips from last year's game, it was an exciting one, and we don't have any reason to believe that it won't be that again tonight. Both teams with identical 5-2 records and a storied recent history, tremendous programs, both in Class D2. We are at Parents Night tonight here on a beautiful evening, starting out with foggy conditions earlier this morning, but right now, yeah, I'll bet we have got a pretty good turnout because I don't know how many guys and gals can help with that harvest with that moisture that came down yesterday. So it might have been a little bit of a break for them as well. New Tech pregame show is what you're listening to on the Breeze 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. As is always the case, we'll have an opportunity to hear the comments from Jeff Ashby, the coach of the home team Hornets of Giltner, and Brian Blevins, the invading Raiders here tonight. They are in pregame warm-ups right now, dressed in their silver Los Angeles Oakland Raider style helmets with the white helmet or with the white jerseys and black pants. Giltner in their black uniforms with the orange trim and numerals, and looking all the more like Halloween seasonal folks. So anyhow, we've got a good matchup tonight. Craig Eckert along with Brandon Peoples, and we're glad that you're able to spend some time with us this evening on the Breeze 94.5 FM as it's all coming down to the next few weeks. Championship Mondays and Tuesdays, or is it Thursday and Friday this week?
Yeah.
This year down at Memorial Stadium, third week of November. So we're there, and we'll take all these nice nights that we can possibly get. Take a break, and we'll be back with Tyson Hebronic's interviews brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. First up with Brian Blevins of the Raiders and then Jeff Ashby of the Hornets, and we'll be back right before kickoff here from Giltner.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening and welcome to a special Thursday night high school football presentation on Platte River Radio here on the Breeze 94.5. It's the New Tech Seed pregame show, and now it's time for the coaches' interviews brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. It's Lawrence Nelson at Giltner tonight, and we're starting things off with the road coach, the Lawrence Nelson Raiders head coach, Brian Blevins. Coach, appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coach, the Lawrence Nelson Raiders sitting at 5-2 on the season after last week's 54-24 win over the Red Cloud Warriors. Just as you wind down here, it kind of all comes down to tonight, the regular season, closing with a nice little rivalry that's developed here in D2 with the Giltner Hornets.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always good to get over to go play Giltner, and you know, they're a good team, good program, and should be a good game.
Coach, when we kind of look back at the history of this football game, and remember last year's game in the playoffs in particular, obviously Lawrence Nelson coming up on the short end of that, but it was a really thrilling game. Just talk about this matchup in particular and a little bit about their history with these two programs.
You know, we've played each other pretty often in the last few years. You know, Giltner, as I said, is a great football program, and you know, they're well coached and well disciplined, and it's always a fun time, fun game. It always proves to be pretty exciting. You know, and I kind of think that this year will be the same. You know, and we'll just see how things come out.
When we look at this Lawrence Nelson team, of course, Dylan Menke comes to mind when you talk about the success of the Raiders ball club. How big of a factor has he played throughout this regular season?
Well, Dylan's been great. You know, he's well over 1,000 yards rushing on the season. You know, he put up another 300-yard game last week against Red Cloud, 6 touchdowns. You know, so he's just a real special athlete. You know, he's been playing for us for a long time now, and kind of as he goes, we go. You know, the better game Dylan's having, the more things opening up for us, more opportunities we have offensively and defensively for that matter. So, you know, we always want to try to get him going, and we're obviously going to try to do that again tonight.
You're going up against a Giltner defense that's played pretty well the last couple weeks. They only allowed Red Cloud 14 points. They beat Johnson-Brock 72-30 last week. So talk about what they're going to bring defensively and how you're going to counter that tonight.
Well, you know, Giltner's always really fast and athletic. I think that's, you know, it always makes things difficult trying to counter their speed of their athletes. You know, I think that they've gotten a lot more healthy the last couple of weeks, getting some real key players back and playing, and that's making a big difference for them, you know, offensively but also defensively. You know, so, you know, obviously we're going to try to establish line of scrimmage. I anticipate, you know, they're going to bring some pressure and show us some different looks. That's what they've done to us in the past. And so we anticipate that, but obviously we'll try to establish line of scrimmage and open some holes for Dylan and, you know, try to put together some long drives, shorten the game, and we'll see where that leaves us in the fourth quarter.
Giltner, a team coach that just seems to reload each and every year. You look at Heinrichs, they've got Lichty in the backfield, of course, getting Jared Hastings back as a potential playmaking wide receiver. So there's weapons all over the field here. What do you tell your defense, and what's kind of the game plan tonight?
Well, you know, sometimes in games like this, your offense is your best defense, you know, and if we're able to put together some longer drives, shorten the game, you know, put a big gap in the time of possession, you know, obviously that'll help out our defense. You know, a team like Giltner, with as many weapons as they have, I don't think that you stop them. We just try to limit their opportunities for success. And, you know, and if they give us a turnover here or there, we have to capitalize on that. You know, we got to try to force some turnovers. They put the ball in the air a lot. Hopefully maybe disrupt that pass a little bit, you know, and just try to flip the field, play good defense, play sound special teams. You know, and that's really what we're going to plan to do.
You mentioned turnovers, Coach. As far as your defense is concerned, is this a defense that you see that's been hungry, has been looking for the football this season?
Well, you know, we continue to improve every week. That's obviously our goal. You know, as we've talked previously in the season, you know, we started out with a lot of young players playing with very little experience. You know, as the season progresses and they get more opportunities to get on the field, you know, they just become better individual football players. And obviously, the better they get individually, the more success we're going to have collectively. You know, so as the season progressed, they've got better at defense. They're just understanding their positions more and getting a little more comfortable with their role within the scheme. You know, and Giltner's going to put the ball in the air a lot, and they've, you know, we just got to try to be in the right place at the right time and hopefully cause a couple turnovers.
Once again, the Lawrence Nelson Raiders hoping to go to 6-2 on the season. As you look at this game in particular, how do you make sure that the kids, I mean, can't imagine that it would be too hard to get focused on Giltner, but of course their minds might be, you know, looking ahead at the next week, you know, what the potential playoff picture might look like. How do you keep them focused on tonight?
Well, we're a pretty blue-collar team. You know, we really focus on taking one game at a time, one week at a time. You know, our goal really isn't necessarily to win the game, but just to improve every week. You know, we feel that if we improve continuously, that the winning will take care of itself. You know, and this is another opportunity for us to get better on the field and better at our assignments, you know, become better football players, and we'll just see how things play out, you know. But I don't think our kids are going to be looking past the game at all. As you said, there's kind of a little rivalry developing between the two teams and the two programs, and I think the boys will really be excited for tonight's game.
Well, it's a special Thursday night game here on the Breeze 94.5 as the Lawrence Nelson Raiders get to take on those Kiltner Hornets. Brian Blevins joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach's interviews brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Coach, can't let you go without getting your keys to the football game tonight.
Well, you know, we got to try to find a way to shorten the game. We got to try to limit Giltner's big play opportunities. You know, we got to play sound defense, and then we just got to try to establish the line of scrimmage. We play a pretty physical brand of football, and we got to try to establish that early on in the game, try to get the running game going. You know, and then we'll just, like I said, we'll just get the fourth quarter and see where we're at there.
Once again, Brian Blevins joining us on the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches Interviews as we get set for kickoff here tonight between the Giltner Hornets and Lawrence Raiders. Coach, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck tonight, and I'm sure we'll talk when it's all over.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tyson.
Coming up on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll head over to the Giltner sidelines to chat with Jeff Ashby as we get set for Thursday night football on the Breeze.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on the Breeze 94.5 as we get set for Thursday night football between the Giltner Hornets and the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Jeff Ashby, the head coach of the Giltner Hornets, joining us now on the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches Interviews. Coach, first of all, appreciate the time.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Coach, it's a Thursday night football game here, the last game of the regular season played on your home field tonight. Just talk about the excitement. And, you know, with everything winding down here, you know, obviously seniors are pumped to play their last regular season game on their home turf here.
Yeah, we've been getting ready all week. You know, it's a short week with getting ready for Lawrence Nelson, and boys are excited. Last week was the first week we've had everybody back, all our starters on defense, and so that was nice to have. And you could just see a difference in the defense out there and how excited they were, and a lot of pride taken in the defense. So we're sitting pretty good, you know, where we wanted to be going into the playoffs. So hopefully we can come out of here tonight with a victory and keep it going.
Well, Coach, you know, the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, of course, a nice rivalry that's developed here between the two schools with their proximity and their styles of play. I mean, this is a team that you look back last year in the playoffs, you were able to pick up a win in a very hard-fought football game that we had on the Breeze 94.5. So, you know, they're going to be gunning for you tonight, and certainly that's a lot of motivation for the kids.
Yeah, they know about last year and you know, what took place there, and they came in ready to play, and we give them plenty of opportunities with all the turnovers, and you know, it's kind of what we've talked about all week is, you know, taking care of the football and not giving them any more chances, you know, than they have to, and get some three and outs and get off the field on defense, and you know, their only two losses are to, you know, Kennesaw and Exeter Milligan, and you know, they're two of the top teams in the state, so you know, and our losses are to Exeter Milligan and BDS, so pretty evenly matched, and should be a great game.
Similar points is for when you look at the PowerPoint structure, as we so often do at this point in the regular season. Of course, the exact same records but these two teams, Coach, are very different from their styles of play, especially on offense. We know Lawrence Nelson's a team that likes to run the football. They're a very physical football team. As far as that is concerned, how's your defense prepared to handle that?
Yeah, I mean, we went up against them last year with Dylan Minkey as their main back, and he'll be that again this year. So he's a good real runner, and so we got to shut him down. If we can shut him down, and they got some other things going for them. You know, they try to get you going, flowing real well, going to the Dillon, and then they'll come back with some traps, you know, with the fullback traps and things like that, and throw some play action at you. And obviously the play action works really well if your running game's working really well. So we just got to, you know, do our job. Each person's got to do their job and you know, not try to do somebody else's along with it and do too much and just take care of business.
Giltner Hornets offensively, a team that is averaging 58 points a game. Same story for the Giltner Hornets, just continuing to roll through with that high-octane offense. Is that going to be a big factor in today's game against their D?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, we're pretty confident in our offense. You know, each week that we go in, we think we can score a lot of points. So, you know, the big thing that we talk about pretty much every week is about our defense and making it better and throughout the season. And with the injuries that we had some guys step up and had to get better. And we just weren't playing very well earlier in the year. And everybody's gotten a little bit better and get some guys back. And, you know, we're definitely going to need all eight guys back, you know, tonight for Lawrence Nelson, because they're a similar team to Exeter Milligan. They're going to run the ball and run the ball. So we got to find a way to stop them.
Jared Hastings, Christian Lichty were out of your lineup for a good portion of this regular season. Tell us a little bit about what they bring to this football team.
Well, they just bring, you know, a lot of heart and soul to it. You know, they take a lot of pride, and it's especially Jared, you know, being his last year. You know, it's kind of been a disappointing year for him as far as that goes. But, you know, once he started coming back, he started playing a little bit on offense, and, you know, we kind of worked him back in with his leg injury and didn't do too much. And last week we started playing him a lot on defense. And, you know, he's still not 100%, but, you know, it's the best it's going to get at this point. And so he's just got to live with it. And so he brings, you know, a good force on the defense. I mean, it's, when you put somebody in there at 6'1", 175, you know, that likes to hit, you know, and he likes to hit hard, so that helps us a great deal on defense. And Christian Lichty, you know, he was going to come in and be our number one running back and get our running game going. And, of course, he missed half the season with a shoulder injury recovery from last spring. So, and then defense, he wasn't cleared till last week. And we've got him up at the defensive line as a defensive end, and he does a great job up there. And, you know, it all starts up front there on their defensive line. So he's really solidified that for us. So we're pretty confident and pretty excited about having all these guys back.
Jeff Ashby, once again, the head coach of the Giltner Hornets, as we get set for kickoff tonight between the Giltner Hornets and Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Coach, we'll end on that thought here for your seniors. We know that there's no guarantee in the playoffs as far as whose home field you're going to be on. I mean, this is their last regular season game on their home field. What's that mean to the seniors, and what are you going to tell your boys before they take the field?
Well, yeah, it's a big night for them, and we always end obviously with parents' night, and we announce our seniors at the end of the beginning of the game instead of a starting lineup, and most of them are starters anyway. So, they're excited. They know what it's all about, and what it's coming down to. They know their high school careers are about over, and after tonight, it's one game at a time, if it's one and done, and they want to keep it going as long as possible. They had a goal in mind to be in the state finals, and, you know, it's going to be, you know, a tough road to go. So, but they're up to the challenge, and I think they're really ready to go tonight.
Once again, it's the Giltner Hornets versus the Lawrence Nelson Raiders tonight on the Breeze 94.5. Should be a good contest. Coach, your keys to a Hornet victory tonight?
We just got to take care of the football, you know, on offense. We can't turn it over. Just, you know, like I said, you know, we've harped on that all week. You know, last year we turned the ball over to them four times and give them four extra chances there, and we didn't have the ball. And when our offense doesn't have the ball, we can't score. So, you know, so we've talked about taking care of the football and that we want to score every time that we have the football. So we want perfection as far as that goes. And on defense, we got to come with, you know, a lot of hard hitting and great tackling. And if we can do those things, should be pretty successful tonight.
Two area teams close in proximity. It's developed into a pretty good rivalry here in Class D2 the last couple of years. It's Giltner and Lawrence Nelson, and it's next on The Breeze 94.5.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Where did you get more? Superstore, our Superstore, shopping.
centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a you get more superstore.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Craig Eckert along with Brandon Peoples, New Tech Seed, your field leader, and on the field right now. The final moments of repetition for the two respective teams in their last regular season games of the year. And then, of course, they meet on Sunday and get everything all paired up. There's a big difference between having an away game during the regular season and having an away game at who knows where. You've never been there before. Maybe you don't even know where the community is sometimes.
Yeah, it happens a lot at playoff time. Everybody kind of gets to get familiar with new territory, daytime games, which we don't have a lot of daytime games in the regular season, but you do see that quite often in the playoffs.
That's right. Let's look what else is going on in D2 tonight. Alva is at Eustace Farnham. Bertrand is at Loomis. Brady is at Anselmo Myrna. We've got Osceola at Elkhorn Valley. Kennesaw is at Elwood. You've got that on KKPR 98.9. Randy Bushcutter with that call from Elwood. High Plains is at Fullerton. The Medicine Valley folks are at Wallace. Mullen is at Maxwell. And Sumner Eddyville Miller is at Pleasanton. That's in D2. In D1, Burwell is at Amherst. And Doug Duda has that call on KXPN, ESPN 1460. Shelton is at Arapahoe. Pawnee City is at BDS. Bloomfield at Plainview. Elgin Public and Pope John at Boyd County, Creek Valley at Dundee County, Hardington Newcastle at Creighton, East Butler is at Lord Central Catholic, Elm Creek travels to Franklin, Friend is at Omaha Christian Academy, Cross County at Harvard, McCool Junction at Diller O'Dell, Neely Oakdale at Clearwater Orchard, and Perkins County at Morrill. Sutherland is at Hemingford, and as I read some of those communities, that's exactly what comes back to me are those games where we drove to Potter Dix or Diller O'Dell for various teams that, and East Butler for various teams that we've been covering. In Class A tonight, it's Bellevue East at Omaha North, Millard West at Lincoln Southeast. In Class B, Gross is at Omaha Benson. Norfolk Catholic is at Bone Central Newman Grove. Minden at Central City. Arlington at Boys Town. O'Neill is at Cozad. And we'll get you score updates, we hope, through the at least into the second half. We'll get caught up on some of those scores. Ainsworth at Hardington Central Catholic. Elmwood Murdoch is at Fremont, is at Freeman, rather. Centura at Ravenna. Tri-County at Centennial. Southern at Palmyra. Humboldt, Table Rock, Steinauer at Weeping Water. That's a mouthful right there, Humboldt. Let's consolidate a few more schools into that one. Humboldt, Table Rock, Steinauer. It's parents' night tonight. The introductions will be a bit extended. The Raiders are being introduced right now on the field, so let's follow that lead and give you the starting lineup for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, 5-2, coached by Brian Blevins. At end, a defensive end is Brennan Miller, 160-pound junior. Defensive end specialist, 150-pound senior Brandon Skinner. Matthew Busher is guard and safety, 145 and a sophomore. Dylan Menke, the running back and linebacker, 180 and a senior. Colton Biltoft is the quarterback and safety, 145 and a sophomore. Wyatt Thayer is fullback and linebacker, 160 and a senior. Jimmy Major is a 160-pound end playing on offense. Gavin Bushcutter, 155-pound sophomore. Dakota Fromm Thayer, the center and nose guard, 250 pounds and a senior. And Wyatt Heikkinen is a 220-pound sophomore guard. The Hornet football team being introduced on the field tonight. Healthy for the first time in several weeks. Christian Lichty, tight end, defensive back, junior 170. Brett Good, wide receiver, defensive back, junior 145. Justin Joyce, offensive and defensive lineman, is a senior 175. Corey Hollick, offensive and defensive lineman, is a 245-pound junior. Jared Hastings returning to the defensive side of the ball after several weeks of injury. Jared is the defensive back, senior, and 170 pounds. Trevor Phillips, wide out and defensive back, is a senior 146. Ben Hendricks, running back and linebacker, senior 158. Nick Preisler, wide receiver, defensive back, senior 162 pounds. Noah Mitchell on the line, senior 205. Tucker Gardner on the line, sophomore 195. And Brandon Gildersleeve on the line, sophomore 160 pounds. We're going to take a break back in 2 minutes on the New Tech Seed pregame show on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Fall is upon us. Take advantage of all the outdoor things this season has to offer. Start with a set of Cooper tires, such as the top quality CTS from CPI Mr. Tire, and then reap the bonus of a prepaid Visa card worth up to $70. Use your CPI Mr. Tire credit card and get double the rebate, up to $140. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. See your area CPI Mr. Tire store serving all of central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
About ready to get things underway. Giltner will kick off here momentarily. Brandon Gildersleeve will do the kicking honors from the 30-yard line, and standing back inside their five, Cody Byers and Wyatt Thayer for Lawrence Nelson. It's a squib kick, gets barely across midfield, and it'll be fallen upon inside the 35. By the Raiders of Lawrence Nelson, also 5-2 on the year. Matthew Busher, a 145-pound sophomore, falling on that and putting his team on the offensive side of the ball now. Line of scrimmage just inside the 34. So glad to have you along on Thursday night under the lights. Craig Eckert along with Brandon Peoples on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Everybody is in tight as Billtop comes up under center. And as an I formation, the handoff goes to the tailback, who picks his way across to the 40-yard line and then is pushed by the pile another 5 yards ahead. Dylan Menke, the dangerous running back, just kept the feet churning, and frankly, the defenders for Giltner helped out a little bit by coming up and pushing on his back.
Absolutely. Yeah, he picks up 11 yards there, pretty much driving the pile.
First and 10 on the second play of the game. Bill Toft again under center. And again, the handoff goes to the tailback, Dylan Menke. That time, he's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage, and some flags come out. And it'll be against Lawrence Nelson on their second play from scrimmage.
Yeah, one of the linemen, I think, got called for holding on the right side of the line. So that'll drive him back 5 yards.
You are right on that. Actually, it'll go back a full 10 yards.
Okay.
And it will be first down, though, still. First down and 20 yards to go. That holding call right at the line of scrimmage. So It's a spot foul, but he was right about the line. Actually, a little longer than that, maybe 21, 22 yards for the first down. Biltoff under center. They go trips wide to the right side. Biltoff back to pass. He fires in the flat and overshoots Brennan Miller. And he got whacked there pretty handily by Trevor Phillips, who came up and gave him a little love tap. No score, just underway. First series of the game, Lawrence Nelson Raiders picked up a first down. Then on the second first play of the second series of downs, had a holding call. Now it's second down, still about 22 yards to go. They need to get all the way down to about the 25-yard line of the Hornets. Single setback, pitch, left side. And Dylan falls forward, rather, Menke falls forward for about 5 yards, and that's still 5 yards, leaving it a plenty healthy distance for the first down. That gets it just across the 35. And as I said, they need to get across midfield. They've got to get 15, 19 yards for the first down on third down. So it would appear to me that Biltoff, the quarterback, is going to have to load it up and let it fly. Let's see if they play it safe, though, and set up a punt.
Possibility.
I formation again. Menke dots the I now. Both running backs split out wide to the right side. Wyatt Thayer's the other guy. Under center and back to pass now for the Raiders. And firing across the center. No one in particular there. Brennan Miller was around, but really getting a hand on it was Ben Hendricks on that defensive play. And so Giltner holds on defense, and it'll be a fourth down. The punting situation indicated with 10:31 to go in the first.
That wasn't a very... it was kind of a dangerous pass there by Biltoff.
Miller's a big big kid, but he wasn't near enough to make the reception in anybody. Block punt! Block punt coming in and picking it up. The scoop and go is Corey Hollick. And so Giltner stops Lawrence Nelson, forces the punt, and then blocks the punt. And the scoop and score by Corey Hollick, the 245-pound junior. And it's 6-0 Giltner. Bada-boom, just like that.
Boy, I was wondering, because they didn't have anybody deep back to receive the punt. They sent everybody to try to make that a nice punt block, and that was a beauty.
So the block punt... Well, the ball was sitting somewhere in the 35. Here comes the two-point attempt. It's over the outstretched arms of the intended receiver from the quarterback, Ben Hendricks. And I think it was intended for Hastings over there. Maybe not. Could have been a Hullock. But anyhow, it's no good. And so with 10:23 to go, Giltner on the block punt, scoop and score, is up 6-0, and they'll be kicking back to Lawrence Nelson when we return in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
6-yard scoop and score for Corey Hollick, and it's 6-0. The kickoff again is a short one. Gets to the 30-yard line of the Raiders, and it is fallen upon by Jimmy Mazur.
I'm thinking maybe Giltner saw something on tape here as far as special teams are concerned, because they're squibbing that kick a lot here. That's all the second time we've seen it.
So 10:21 to go in the first. We've had plenty of action already. And it's an I formation again. Biltoft under center, hands off to his tailback, who gets a couple of steps forward, and then is tackled for little or no gain. Dylan Menke, the running back, is a 180-pound senior. And so here we go with the second down. and just under 10 yards to go, and I mean just under by a couple of inches. 9:45 clock running. Single setback now. They go wing to the right side. Biltoft is under center, stooping way down. Fakes the inside handoff, then gives on the jet sweep. It's cut back by the running back. He's got it to the 35, 30, all the way down to the 30-yard line. Jimmy Mazur on the check that Wyatt Thayer on the jet sweep that he reversed his field on. It was going to go left, and then he cut back, went down the right sideline, pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line of Giltner.
It's a gain of a – sorry.
The Raiders trying to respond here to Giltner's block punt score.
Gain of about 26 there by Thayer.
Menke dots the eye, straight eye formation. Everybody else is in tight on the first down call. Handoff straight up the middle to the front man. And that's Mazur again. And he'll pick up 2 or 3 yards. Lawrence also trying to get their legs underneath them after suffering that special teams touchdown. 36-yard scoop and score by Corey Hollick. Here comes a second down play. Second down call at 7 to go. Biltoft goes under center again. I formation. Everyone in tight. Pitch left side. And down inside the 20 to nearly the 15-yard line is Dylan Menke again. 6-0 your score. Giltner was unable to convert after their special teams touchdown. And it's third down and 4 to go now for Lawrence Nelson. Inside the 20-yard line, about the 18-yard line of the Giltner Hornets. Clock at 8:21 in the first. I formation. Brennan Miller is the end on the left side. He's a big, tall guy. Try to throw to him once. Option, right side. Quarterback will keep it. Biltoft is going to be swarmed in at the line of scrimmage. And actually, we saw something fly in there. I thought maybe it was the beanbag indicating a fumble, but I'm not sure what the dickens it was. But it was not a fumble. It's simply a fourth down. He was held up for no gain. Fourth down and about 4 to go. Now, this is Lawrence Nelson's opportunity to exercise their four-down territory prerogative, I would think.
Absolutely here. They've got about 18 yards to pay dirt. And Bill, fourth and 3.
Biltoft went over to the far sideline. Went to coaching staff there to check on what they needed. Got it, came back. Now an I formation. Now they really need a timeout. We'll take 1 minute here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and FlatRiverPreps.com with your score. Giltner 6, Lawrence Nelson, nothing.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Come to B&B Carpet for the Mohawks Anniversary Sale happening now. We have selected carpet styles at 50% off. These are carpets that have been introduced just for Mohawk Floorscape stores for the customers that know value and enjoy customer service. What a time for great flooring and savings. Visit the family at B&B in Donovan for Mohawk's anniversary sale going on now.
Side, Dylan Menke. And he is stopped, but not until Giltner has given up that first down. Menke on the toss sweep to the left side.
And he needed 3 yards. I think he picked up 4 there, so it's first and 10 from the 13.
6-0 score. Lawrence Nelson would like to even it and go a little farther. This drive started back at their 30-yard line. Big run by Wyatt Thayer set up the drive, toss right side. Menke trying to get down inside, tightrope the sideline, and did get about 5 or 6 yards. Good play there by Menke, who again showed a lot of no quit.
Yeah, absolutely. He's already a workhorse here tonight. He's got, that was his 7th carry. He's picked up 30 yards so far.
It's a strong 5, maybe short 6 to go. Second down, we'll call it 6 yards to go for Lawrence Nelson. The ball is spotted at the 10-yard line of the Hornets. Clock at 6:53. He did step out of bounds there, so it stops. Split backfield now. Handoff goes underneath to Wyatt Thayer, and immediately coming up and hammering him was Trevor Phillips. And Phillips nails him for about a 6-yard loss. It's 3rd and 10 now. So Giltner quick on defense as they're back healthy for the first time in a while.
Yeah, and they are very physical. We saw that a couple weeks ago at Red Cloud. That was a little bit more of a mismatch, but they are very physical here with this Lawrence Nelson offense.
Mankey, the single setback on the wing, is one receiver back to pass as Biltoff firing, intending to get it into the flat, but Christian Lichty came in there and just batted it back in his face. Incomplete pass, 4th and 10 now coming for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. 6:11 on the stopped clock on that incompletion.
Yeah, Lechte went up and, like a volleyball player, spiked it right back down into the ground.
Only more fun than that is hanging on to it and going the other way.
Oh, absolutely.
Wide out is Busher to the right side. Wide out to the left side is Wyatt Thayer. Single setback. Slot man right. Back to pass, Biltoff. And he's going to get smoked back at about the 24-yard line. Coming in for Giltner on that was Justin Joyce. And with 6:07 to go in the first, Giltner has held on downs here and will take over. 1st and 10 going the other way from their 20-yard line.
Oh, worked really well for Giltner there. I mean, 4th down, and you get some extra yardage.
All right, this is the first time we're going to see Hendricks actually take a snap on the offense. Quarterback in the gun, back to pass. Now he's going to pull quarterback draw, 25-30. Hendricks 35-40. Hendricks 35-30. Cuts back. Hendricks could go all the way. He's at the 20, 15, 10. In for the score, Ben Hendricks. Giltner, 1 play from scrimmage, 6 more points.
Wow. That is a 59-yard touchdown.
5:55 to go. First period, and Giltner now with a 12-point lead.
And that was set up by some amazing blocks. There was one player over here who really got lit up on the sidelines. I was glad to see him get back up for the Raiders. But there were some excellent blocks on that play.
Give Giltner's blockers credit for not committing a clip or block to the back on that reversed field. Here's the shotgun on the two-point attempt. Hendricks into the end zone, and it's going to be complete. That may be Hastings over there. Let me see. He's usually their go-to guy. And it is Hastings on the two-point conversion, and it is 14-0. Back in 30 seconds with the Giltner kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Lawrence Nelson in a hole here early in the ballgame. 5:55 to go, first period of play. They suffered a touchdown off of a blocked punt and then 1 play from scrimmage, and it went 55 yards. The keeper by Ben Hendricks, and a 2-point conversion from Hendricks to Hastings, and it's 14-0. And here comes Gildersleeve's kickoff again. It's going to be short, and Brendan Miller actually takes it on the line drive. And Brennan falls on it just inside the 35 of Lawrence Nelson.
But right now, Giltner is dominating in every aspect of this game. They've made a special teams play, a punt block, return for a touchdown. They had the one offensive play, a 59-yard touchdown run, and playing good defense, too.
Dylan Menke is the lone setback. On the wing to the right side is Wyatt Thayer. The handoff goes to Menke, and penalty markers are down. And there is a call against the legal substitution. Is that what it is against Giltner? And Hastings comes out of the ball game. That'll net 5 yards positively for Lawrence Nelson. So it'll be first down, 5 yards to go as they try and answer back in this 14-point deficit that they're facing right now. Man, what a beautiful night and a good turnout here tonight.
Big crowd, yes.
Wing to the right side again. Single setback. That's Menke. They fake it to him, and here comes the blitz, and wow, almost hit, and a completed pass to Miller down at the 27-yard line. Boy, you got to give credit to Colton Biltoff there, because coming up on the blitz was Trevor Phillips, and he hammered him just as he let the ball go, but it was right on target to Brennan Miller.
Yeah, if he gets that pass off 2 seconds, 1 second later, or it's probably incomplete, maybe even a fumble.
First and 10, the ball spotted inside the 20 of Giltner. Pitch, left side, here comes Menke. Menke says, I'm going to wait here for blockers, and then they don't come. Flag is down, though, as he's hemmed in at about the 20-yard line of Giltner. It'll bring up a second down and 12, but let's see what that penalty is. Second and 12 without the penalty, face mask against Giltner. So that will negate a tackle for loss. And it's probably going to give him, about a 10-yard pickup?
Yeah, I believe you're right. I believe he'll do it from the spot of the where it happened.
Face mask is 15 full yards. So that's going to give them a first down. And Lawrence Nelson gets a fresh set of downs on the penalty. From the standpoint of Giltner, that's unfortunate because they had a tackle for loss. And then the face mask. And they face a first and 10, defending from their 15-yard line. Lawrence Nelson, now there's a penalty marker down there. This could be procedure against the Raiders, and it is. Offside, lined up offside for the Raiders. And so it'll be first down and 15, so the referee giveth and the referee taketh away here.
That's exactly right. I mean, you've been given a gift. You're down at the 15. You got to play smart football when you get down that close.
And that's lining up wrong. That wasn't an illegal formation. That was somebody flat lining up in the neutral zone. All right, first down 15. Raiders break the huddle. Biltoff comes up under center. To his left and to his rear, Wyatt Thayer. And Menke, the lone setback, he'll get the feed, and he goes straight up the middle for about 5 yards down to the 15-yard line. That is back to the original pre-penalty line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 coming for the Raiders. Clock at 5:09, first period. It's Giltner 14-0 on a special teams touchdown and a long run by their quarterback, Ben Hendricks, 55 yards. A two-point conversion made it 14-0. And now we're up today. Here comes Biltoff up under center. And again, that offset eye with the wing to the right side calls out the signals from the deep crouch pitch right side. Menke's got it, battles his way for a yard or two, but some swarming Hornets there. And they stop Menke with about a 2, maybe 3 yard gain.
That was the 17th play from scrimmage for Lawrence Nelson. On the other hand, Giltner has had just one offensive play.
Boy, it counted. He went for 55 yards and 6. Third down, we'll call it a long 8, short 7 yards to go. Try that again. Long 7, short 8 yards to go. They go to the standard eye now with the ends in tight. Under center is Biltoff, and here comes the whistle again. I think someone wants a timeout, and it is Jeff Ashby. So the Giltner Hornets called a timeout. 4:09 to go first period. They're on top, 14-0. We're back in a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
The optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids, all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back up for about a 10-yard gain. He'll get stopped inside the 5-yard line. We're a little long on that break. There's a penalty marker down. Biltoft on a quarterback draw. Got it inside the 5-yard line. A hold to be called against Giltner. And so we'll see what happens there. I see no reason to take that penalty, but I could be wrong. He'll get a first down and goal to go. So 6-1, a half dozen of the other.
Yeah.
And the quarterback.
And let's see if they're going to. They indicated the penalty, so apparently they took the penalty. And that's going to put the that'll put the down and distance inside the 4-yard line. So first and goal to go from the 4-yard line for Lawrence Nelson. Both these teams are 5-2 on the year. Both had tough losses to big-name schools. And so pretty evenly matched here in this last regular season game. I formation, Biltoff barks the signals, keeps it himself again, and nothing doing, says the Giltner Hornets. I think it was Hendricks in there on the tackle as he snuck through there from the backer position and wrapped him up. Check that. Christian Lichty, I think, actually had the tackle. And so it'll be second down goal to go from about the 4-yard line. 3:29 to go first period. And again, it's a 14-0 Giltner lead that Lawrence Nelson is trying to narrow. Up man is Wyatt Thayer. Tailback Menke. Under center Biltoff. Pitch right side. Menke's got the corner and then is immediately shut down by the Hornets. He leans forward. Did he get into the end zone or not? I don't see anyone indicating touchdown yet. I do see that he got down inside the one. Nice effort there by Dylan Menke. Good defensive play by Giltner. All in all, third down and goal to go from inside the one. There's a 2-try indication here for Lawrence Nelson. Same deal. Dotting the eye is Menke. Under center, Biltoff sneaks it forward, and he gets wrapped up by one of the Giltner players shooting through there. And it might have been Trevor Phillips. And he got no gain. So a quarterback sneak breaks down twice.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have gone with that play. I mean, he's not a big quarterback. He's 145 pounds. And
I think that pitch to Menke is the one that's almost a gimme on positive yardage, but they haven't used that here at the goal line. Now the up man is Wyatt Thayer. Tailback again is Menke. Under center is Biltoff. Pitch, Menke, right side, touchdown. One-yard touchdown by Dylan Menke, and the lead is now cut to 14-6. 1:57 to go in the first, and Menke scores from one. And that was a darn good drive. That was a 50-yard drive.
Yeah, that was a good, nice long drive for Lawrence Nelson there. They ran the football quite a bit there.
So you had 17 plays from scrimmage. That must have been over 20 plays now that they've run from scrimmage. Here comes the two. Fake it one way. Fire into the end zone. It's over the head of Brennan Miller, and the two-point attempt is no good. 30-second timeout. Back on the Breeze with your score. Giltner 14, Lawrence Nelson 6.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Lawrence Nelson has finally answered back two scores by Giltner. Giltner scoring on a special teams blocked punt, scoop, and score by Corey Hollick. And then a 55-yard keeper by their quarterback, Ben Hendricks. A two-point conversion was good. And so Lawrence Nelson, faced with a 14-0 deficit, answered the bell and drove 50 yards for a touchdown just a moment ago, failing to complete the two-point conversion. But it's now 14-6 with 1:57 to go in the first period. 20 points in one period. Yeah. D2, child's play. This is a low-scoring game.
Absolutely. And now it's time for Lawrence Nelson to go on defense, see if they can get Giltner to play some downs here and actually give their offense a little bit of a rest.
Yeah. One play from scrimmage so far from Giltner, and they had a 14-point lead. Here comes the kickoff. And it's a long one, but it's going to be fielded inside by Phillips inside the five. Now they reverse the field, coming to the near side, getting across midfield is Brent Good, who took the reverse. And Good gets it inside the 35-yard line. A penalty marker, however, is down inside the 40-yard line, which is midfield, and there'll be a call against the Hornets on that run back. But they're still going to get good field position because he had a nice run back down to the 35 of Lawrence Nelson. We'll see where the foul was. It's a block to the back. And they're going to mark it down 15 yards from the spot. 10 yards from the spot. And it'll be first and 10 for Giltner at the 29-yard line. A minute 48 on the clock. Ben Hendricks in the gun. Spread formation. Three linemen, everybody else ready to receive. Fake blitz. Back to pass now. Firing and going for Hastings. He's got it! At the 25-yard line.
Excellent.
Jared
play.
Hastings. I don't know what their average per play is, but it's got to be close to 40 yards.
Yeah. That was a 45-yard pickup there on the pass.
That's what it was. All right, second down, or first down now at the 30-yard line. A little mishandling there by Hendricks. Picks it up, though. Still gets yardage as a penalty marker comes in just outside the 20-yard line. It'll be a penalty called against Giltner. And the spot of the penalty appears to be just outside the 20. They'll mark it back from there. A hold against the Hornets. And it is a 10-yard penalty. So the Hornets will get the ball inside, outside the 30-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. First and 15. Spread formation. Single setback is Lichty along with Hendricks, who is in the gun, calls out the signals. Keeps it himself, cuts back up the middle to the 25. Hendricks to the 20, and at the 15-yard line, they try to hem him in. Another penalty marker comes in, and we'll see what the net on that is. Some downfield blocking problems, potentially for Giltner. We'll see if what the call is. Refs conversing with one another at the 15, blocked to the back again, but again, it's a spot foul. If it happened at the 10, they're going to mark it back maybe to the 20-yard line, so it's still going to be a manageable down and distance for Giltner.
Yeah, it was a 23-yard pickup initially, and then you're going to mark off the penalty yardage.
So it's going to be... It'll be first down. Boy, figure that one out. It's first down and 5 yards to go on the long run, and then the penalty. So he gets the first down, then they mark it back from the spot. And here's Hendricks, who takes and fires into the end zone, and it is intended for, incomplete, however. Intended, I believe, for Hastings down in the end zone. Falls incomplete, so it'll be second down and 5 yards to go.
Penalty marker on the ground. Pass interference.
Third in a row. This time it's on Lawrence Nelson. So that'll be a 15-yard penalty from scrimmage and should give Giltner a first down and goal to go inside the 10. Not everybody's reading off the same page here. Now they are. Chain Yang says, okay, yeah. Move now? Yep. Okay, so it's first and goal to go right at the 10 for Giltner, up 14-6. They jumped out to a 14-0 lead and now are threatening again in the red zone. At the 10, handoff on the jet sweep, right side, cutting inside, Lichty, and he bowls over a man and goes into the end zone, touchdown. And it is now 20-6 with 58 seconds to go in the first period of play. 26 points in period number one.
Well, I'll tell you what, Christian Lechte can flat out play. He is a good athlete.
He just lowered the shoulder and knocked the guy back on his pins as he was going into the end zone. Hendricks is the quarterback again. Hastings, who caught the last two-point conversion, is on the right side. Good is on the left side. Lichty's the lone setback in the pistol. Fake, Hendricks, left side, rolling, looking. He's got nothing, and let's see if he got in. Yes, he did. He was able to hit the pylon just on the inside and gets the two-point conversion, and it's 22-6. We'll be back with the Giltner kickoff in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fall is upon us. Take advantage of all the outdoor things this season has to offer. Start with a set of Cooper tires, such as the top quality CTS from CPI Mr. Tire, and then reap the bonus of a prepaid Visa card worth up to $70. Use your CPI Mr. Tire credit card and get double the rebate, up to $140. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. See your area CPI Mr. Tire store serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner executing on both sides of the ball tonight, have a 22-6 lead. And not only both sides of the ball, but on special teams as well, because one of those scores, six of those 22 points, came on a blocked punt, scoop, and score by Corey Hollick. Those were the first 6 points of the game, then a 55-yard run by Hendricks, and now a 10-yard run by Lichty, and now the kickoff. And he gives it a ride, taken back inside the five-yard line. Colby Byers gets it out to about the 10, 12, 14-yard line is where they're going to mark the ball. First and 10 for Lawrence Nelson.
This may be the worst field position Lawrence Nelson's had tonight, because the other times the Giltner's kicked, they've squibbed it. So see what happens here on this drive.
52 seconds to go, first period of play. Beautiful night. Lots of folks out watching this one. 5-2 records going at it here. And now, wides both ways. Slot to the left. Shotgun formation for the first time tonight for the Raiders. The handoff on the inside goes to the single running back, Dylan Menke, and he gets nothing. So they set up that spread thinking it was going to go to the air. And Giltner was not fooled. Second down, 10 coming.
They got lucky. Giltner almost had a horse collar tackle there, but they got their arms down just in the nick of time.
Raiders break the huddle for the first time just a play ago. We saw Biltoff, the quarterback, from the gun. Now he's back up under center with an eye formation. Everybody in tight. Handoff goes to Menke. Menke goes left side. Cuts back. Got some running room out to the 20, 22-yard line. Not a first down, but a nice second down run, and it'll bring up third down and one to go for Lawrence Nelson.
Yeah, that time he picks up 7 yards on the carry and bring up the third and short.
Let's see how short. The referees want to confer. It's third down and less than one according to the down and distance, but they want to come in and measure. And so the chain gang comes on. The ball right now spotted just inside the 25-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. They stretch the chains. It's not going to be a first down, but it's going to be the length of a football shy with a third down coming. Third down coming. Lawrence Nelson down by 16 points. Again, trying the north-south route to get back into this thing. They don't go wide a whole lot. Mm-hmm. They've done a couple of wide pitchers that have netted some yards, but mostly it's been the jet sweep and between the tackles. And there you go. That's the end of your first period of play, and your score, Giltner, 22. The Raiders from Lawrence Nelson, 6. We're back in 1 minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Greg Eckert, Brandon Peoples here at Giltner. We had to talk Brandon, who is our staff Royals freak, off the ledge because he saw all this orange and black and thought it was San Francisco. But no, it's Giltner. Then some guy walks by with a Giants jacket on. And
he had the right colors on for this school.
Had to hold his nose and rub a, rub a brush underneath. Calm down, Brandon. Okay, here we go. Second down, or second period underway now. 22-6. Lawrence Nelson on the drive, facing a third and less than one. Handoff goes straight up the middle, and falling forward, I think, for the first down is Wyatt Thayer, and he does get it, and it is Thayer.
Well, Giltner that time sent everybody up to the line. It was an all-out blitz, but they were not able to stop Lawrence Nelson that time. They do get the one-yard pickup.
That's one. As long as you don't let him get by the first level, this is one where you kind of give him a mulligan, I think, and say, okay, let's give him the first down, and we'll deplace him D this series. I formation, built off, handoff, Mankey got running room, and he's struggling forward out to the 30-yard line. If he would have escaped the arm tackle of, I think it's Trevor Phillips over there, if he'd have done that, he'd had a touchdown.
Yeah, I think you're right. The way Giltner's playing defense here, they're not playing deep. So you get that extra burst of speed, it's off to the races.
Phillips has been playing real aggressively off of the defensive backfield. He is very shallow inside 5 yards of the box. Handoff again goes to Menke. Menke's going to get stood up, and then he still bowls forward for about a yard. Nice effort by Menke. It'll bring up third down and a long 3, short 4 yards to go.
This is a big third down for Lawrence Nelson here on 3rd and 3. If they don't get this, they'll probably have to punt here, and then it's you never know with Giltner. There's a high-octane offense.
Keep the ball away from the high-octane offense is the game plan here. I formation. Pitch. Menke left side, and he's powering forward, I believe, beyond the sticks. I think he got that first down. And that is all Menke. He left his blockers behind and just powered beyond the chains.
He got it by the nose of the football that time. Giltner again brought everybody up to the line of scrimmage. And even yet, he's only able to get the 1 yard or the just the 3 yards.
All right, 1st and 10 now for the Raiders of Lawrence Nelson, down 22-6 as they hand off again to Menke. This time he's going to pick his way right side. Still powering, stiff-arming across the 40 and almost escapes again. Gets down to the 36-yard line. Tackle there by Trevor Phillips.
No question, Dylan Menke's earning every bit of those yards. He picks up 8 that time.
He's swatting people away like they were Hornets. 2nd down coming and 2 yards to go after that Dylan Menke run. Clock ticks under 10 to go in the first half. Halftime, of course, is the Allens of Hastings halftime report. I formation, everybody's in tight. Menke dots the I, handoff goes to the up man, and he was almost off to the races, got the first down. We're talking Wyatt Thayer there, got about 3 yards. That'll be enough to move the chains, but again, if he would have gotten beyond that initial defense in the box, he would have had six.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Giltner is playing good defense here. They're very aggressive. Every time they are getting a good jump off the football.
And it'll be another first and 10 coming. 9:35, 22-6 your score. Giltner on top. But Lawrence Nelson is on the drive. I formation. Again, Menke dots the eye. They fake it to him. Back to pass. Biltoff firing long, and it is too long for Brennan Miller, the intended pass receiver downfield. He missed him at about the 10-yard line.
That time, Lawrence Nelson going with the pass, and if that ball's on target, look out. That's 6 points.
Clock stops on the incompletion with 9:21 to go in the first half. Phillips comes out. They bring some heavy-duty people in. Tucker Gardner comes in on the defensive line, the 195-pound sophomore for Giltner, as Lawrence Nelson faces now a second down and a full 10 to go. Again, everybody is up in the box. They've got one guy maybe 5 years back, 5 yards back. There's Menke again, and he's going to struggle forward for 3 or 4 yards. Hats off to Dylan Menke. He's showing some power, and he's showing that if he can get beyond that first level, he could probably take it to the house. But so far, he has not had that opportunity. Third down coming now as Giltner on defense has been stingy, but they've been bending. Grab the number of that safety there. That is Nick Preisler. Preisler is standing back about 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. Everybody else is within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Pitch, right side, Menke, stiff arms, one man, still battling, but he'll get called back for about a yard loss.
I think he lost the football.
And he did. And he did. Zach Lyon came up there, and I'll tell you what, he's nowhere near the size of Menke, but somehow the ball popped out, and it might have been some good hatchet move by somebody there, because he spun around and he completed the circle. The ball didn't. Here comes Giltner after that turnover. First and 10. They're at the 30-yard line. Back to pass, firing long, and he's got it. Nick Preisler all the way into the end zone, took the ball at the 25-yard line and sprinted in, and it's now 28-6.
50 yards on that play. They went for the kill right there.
Man. 8:32 to go in the half. On that score, making it 28-6 right now. Hendricks to Preisler for 50 and 6 more points. Lichty dots the eye, 3-point attempt here. Hendricks actually in the middle of kind of a Maryland eye. Lichty takes it, powers his way into the end zone. 2 more points, and it is 30-6. Giltner on top of Lawrence Nelson. We're back in a half a minute with the Hornet kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
8:32 to go until the Allens of Hastings halftime report here on the Breeze 94.5. We're getting some scores in, so we will have a few updates for you. Second quarter scores are coming in. Amherst is leading Burwell 21-6. That's in a D1 matchup. So we can get you some D2 scores here. Maybe. Maxwell over Mullen 24-8. Kennesaw leads Elwood 16-8 in a game that Randy Bushcutter has for you on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. In the meantime, we're glad you're here with a 30-6 ball game. Giltner on top on the Breeze 94.5. Here comes the kick, and it's a high one again, taking it about the 7-yard line, this time coming back the other way. And Lawrence Nelson running it out to the 25-yard line. On the run back, Cody Byers makes it first and 10 for the Raiders from their 26-yard line.
Well, we know know this Giltner offense is good. They came into this week second in Class D2 in total offense to just Anselmo Myrna. This is going to be a tough team to beat come playoff time.
And they're getting their health issues taken care of, apparently, barring any problems tonight. Single setback is Menke. He'll get the feed, and he'll go inside, cuts away, got some speed, gets out to the 35. It's off to the races across midfield down to the 30 and 25-yard line of Giltner. Man, he is using some extra effort tonight. Dylan Menke, the 180-pound senior in his last regular season game in his high school career, hoping for some postseason action, I'm sure, but we won't know that for sure until after Sunday.
Picks up 30 that time. That's by far his best run of the night.
He's just a ball of energy when he's got that football. First and 10, and the handoff on the inside to the up man this time. That is Wyatt Thayer, the fullback, 160-pound senior, and he might have coughed it up. Giltner says they got the ball back after that tackle. Look at the guys in the striped shirts, and they're indicating right now a second down coming. So Giltner did not get a takeaway that time. And it'll be second down and 5 to go on that run by Wyatt Thayer, the fullback. 7:55 as they wind the clock here in the first period, and now one of the referees says, no, unwind that clock. We've got an equipment issue on one of the Giltner players. And with 8 man, you just can't run somebody off to get it fixed. You haven't got that many people on the squad.
That's right.
But they're going to do it this time. Lichty's going to come in, and Justin Joyce has the helmet issue, and he's coming back to get some mechanical work done in the pits. Bill Toft under center again. Menke dots the eye. The ball at the 20 with 5 yards to go for the first down. Again, Menke powers forward down to the 15-yard line. He'll be real close to that first down. I don't think he got it, but it'll be another very short third down coming for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, and the thing on this third and short is they should have 2 attempts to make it. They aren't going to do any punting or field goaling here. Field goaling?
Never heard that word.
I just made a word. I formation, and now a penalty marker comes down offside. Offside against Giltner this time. So that's going to give it to Lawrence Nelson without the play from scrimmage needed. That'll be the second lining in the neutral zone, one on each team tonight.
Referee's calling a little bit tight here tonight, throwing the flags frequently.
Boy, I'll say. Wind it up again now, 7:11 to go till halftime. Bill Toft is under center. Takes the snap, hands it straight up. No, they're going to pitch it this time to Menke, left side, and Menke falls forward for about 3 yards. Then he gets driven back in a nasty tackle there by Nick Chrysler, who just scored that long 50-yard touchdown reception. And Menke comes up a little slow. He bent a little bit funny going backwards there.
Well, it's always concerning when you see that.
Yeah.
You never know if the player's going to get up.
But he's in the ball game. Menke is, in fact, the lone setback. Wing left side. Under center is Bill Toft again. They hand it off to Menke. And he's struggling to the right side. They string it out, and he'll get caught for about a one-yard loss. So his quarterback had no mercy on him whatsoever.
No.
Get up slow. Let me give you the ball again. Third down and 10.
Menke's got 22 carries here tonight, 108
wow.
yards.
And that's not even until halftime.
Oh. He's a workhorse. And Giltner knows it, too. I mean, they've been attacking him every time. It seems like every yard he picks up is a tough one.
Wyatt Thayer has shown some scoots, but he's gotten the ball limited number of times compared to Menke, who will get it again. No, they fake it to Menke. Now they fire in the flat, and it is incomplete in and out of the hands of Brennan Miller. That was a touchdown.
Yeah.
That was a touchdown if you'd have hung on to it.
He just dropped it. That was a nice-looking play-action pass attempt, and much to the chagrin of the Lawrence Nelson coaches, they're frustrated.
He had that one wide open. And so with 5:43 to go until halftime, clock stopped. It's another fourth down situation being faced by the Raiders of Lawrence Nelson, who came into this with equal 5-2 records with Giltner. Now a timeout will be called by Lawrence Nelson. They want to talk this one over. It's an important fourth down pre-halftime. And so we'll take a minute here on the Breeze 94.5 FM with your score. Giltner 30, Lawrence Nelson 6.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Lawrence Nelson wanted to look this one over, and they come out with a wide out. To the left side, that's Brennan Miller. Slot man is Wyatt Thayer to the left. Gun formation, errant snap, and the quarterback, Biltoff, has to fall on it back out at the 24. Giltner is held on downs and will take over now with 5:43 to go. They don't need anywhere near that amount of time to mount a drive. Their longest drive has been, what, three plays, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Hey, you know, I think maybe that was supposed to be a direct snap to the running back, and it was an errant snap nonetheless, and instead Giltner gets the football.
Ben Henrich's in at quarterback now. He goes in the shotgun. He's got spread formation with slots and wide receivers both ways. Back to pass now. Fires downfield looking for good, and he's got it and then hit it out of his hands.
Wow, what a beautiful
Brett Good.
Pass. Henrich's really got a lot of air under that one.
You're right. That was a perfectly thrown ball, and Good just could not get it controlled in the breadbasket. Long incompletion makes it second down and 10. Lichty and the running back with Henrichs. Three wides this time, slot to the right side. Here's the snap. Option, pitch, right side. Lichty stutter steps, gets about 4 yards, and a holy smokes! A flag came in, I think, from Donovan. Wow. So there's a penalty marker down. That was a nice short yardage run by Lichty there. And there is a foul called against Giltner. Block to the back?
That's a possibility.
I mean, it came from way in the backfield.
I'm thinking that referee's a former quarterback. All state.
That must be a personal best right there. They're going to mark it all the way back inside the 25 to the 20-yard line. I mean, that flag just came in out of the corner of my eye, you know, and I'm looking at the 30. It must have come in from, like I said, downtown Donovan. Here comes one man in motion, pitch on the inside, and he's going to get strung out a little bit. The man is Preissler, and he's got the corner up across the 25 to the 27-yard line. So Nick Preissler, who scored on a long pass a little bit ago, got the jet sweep on the inside and picked up about 5. A little more than that, I guess. There was some penalty yardage that he picked up in addition. So third down, 6 yards to go. Single wide out is Good to the left. Shotgun. Fake the inside handoff. Firing long again, and it's Hastings on the reception inside the 25.
Play.
Hastings has been memorable over the last several years for his ability to go up, stretch out, and catch passes, and I think he's been missed in the offense the last couple of weeks.
That one goes for about 33 yards. Ben Henrichs now has 128 yards passing.
First and 10, 4:38 to go till halftime. Henrichs stays in there at quarterback and stays in the gun. Single setback with him is Lichty. Back to pass. No pressure. Now he pulls it down. Henrichs runs inside the 25-yard line to the 15, and he is down for about a 7-yard gain. Second down, 3 to go for Giltner.
it is so good to have a dual threat quarterback like Ben Hendricks. I mean, it just makes your offense so flexible.
4 minutes and 6 seconds, clock moving till halftime. Hendricks in the gun. Low snap, covers it, pulls it down, runs with it. Now inside the 10, and he will get a first down, I believe. Hendricks gets the first down, and the ball will be spotted at the 10-yard line. First and goal to go from the red zone for Giltner. No one's moved anywhere. Now they wind the clock. And they're not going to move the sticks because I guess it's a goal-to-go situation. Chain Gang is sitting back there, but it is first down, goal-to-go. Hendricks in the gun. Lichty stands to his left. Hastings in the slot to the left side. Good is wide to the left. And a timeout is going to be called here by Giltner. So we'll take 1 minute on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in one score, Giltner 30, Lawrence Nelson 6.
Come to B&B Carpet for the Mohawks anniversary sale happening now. We have selected carpet styles at 50% off. These are carpets that have been introduced just for Mohawk Floorscape stores for the customers that know value and enjoy customer service. What a time for great flooring and savings. Visit the family at B&B in Donovan for Mohawk's anniversary sale going on now.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Little halftime, the pitch is to Lichty. Lichty battles his way inside the 10 to nearly the 5-yard line. That was a first and goal to go play. It'll be second down and goal to go from about the 6-yard line if we're seeing that angle properly from across the field where the down marker actually is. Hendricks in the gun, back to pass, has a notion. Now he pulls it down, does run inside the 5, spins into the end zone. Should be a Giltner touchdown. It is 36-6 with 3:18 to go here in the first half of play. Hendricks with the second score on his personal dance card tonight. That's a short one. That was only 4 yards. His first one was 55. So that makes his average about, 29 and a half yards a carry, something like that on scores.
Unbelievable.
Okay, the try for two. They send Preissler wide to the right side. Hastings slot right. Lichty slot left. Good. It's wide to the left. In the backfield alone is the backup quarterback. And Gorecki fires into the flat, gets it to Hastings. It's good. Alex Gorecki, the backup freshman quarterback, works some magic there for Giltner. And with 3:18 to go in the first half, it is Giltner 38 and Lawrence Nelson 6. And we're back in 30 seconds with the Giltner kickoff.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The Breeze, 94.5.
38-6. We want to give a shout out again to our friends at the Sittin' Bull Saloon, who again came through with some pizza delivery here that I sit and sniff at while I'm doing the play-by-play, but we'll get to it a little bit later on. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Now, the game here, Brandon, is, since you're a first year on here, the game here is to see whether or not the Sittin' Bull will send pizzas wherever Giltner will go.
Yeah.
We got one up at up at Howells about 3 years ago, and that was a memorable event because no one believed that it happened, but it did, especially the Howells people. Okay, a short kick going out of bounds by Giltner. And so that penalty marker comes down, and I think we're going to have a Giltner re-kick. They couldn't get the Sitting Bull pizza into Memorial Stadium 1 year because, of course, that's another pizza brand that has the franchise at Memorial Stadium, and you probably know what that is. But
yeah.
It was a good idea, though. I'd have mentioned the parking lot. 25-yard line is where they spot the ball, and here's another straight-ahead kick by Gildersleeve, and it is going to be covered at about the 24-yard line. That was touched early on in a live ball by one of the Raiders. So if one of the Hornets would have gotten down there and covered it, it would have been the Giltner ball. 3:17 to go. 32-point lead for Giltner. And the Lawrence Nelson Raiders just not a quick-scoring ball club. They need to still pick up one first down at a time. I formation, Menke gets the feed, cuts to the left side, and has his legs cut out from under him by a number of Giltner players. I think on that was Corey Hollick. And that'll be a 2 yard loss for Menke.
Oh, well, it becomes a struggle here for Lawrence Nelson. They're a running football team, and that's what they do. When you're down 38-6, I mean, if you don't have much of a passing game, you're in some trouble.
I'm just counting numbers and looking down on the field. Garacki, the freshman quarterback who executed that two-point play, that's how they start a lot of the quarterbacks here at Giltner, and that is on the two-point conversion. That's how they get some scrimmage time. Back to pass now. Biltoft is intercepted by Ben Hendricks, and he runs it back inside the five. Touchdown on the pick six by Ben Hendricks. And it is now 44-6 in favor of Giltner.
We've seen a score in every aspect of this game. Special teams on the punt block. Now a defensive interception. And, of course, the couple offensive touchdowns as well. Big, big night here for Giltner.
On too many games where I get to say scoop and score and pick six all in one game. But we've had both of those tonight. 2:29 to go till halftime. 44-6 is your scoreboard number right now. Garacki is in at quarterback. He's in the pistol, spread formation, back to pass. Fires in the end zone. It is in and out of the hands of Hastings, and the score remains 44-6 in favor of Giltner on the pick six by Ben Hendricks. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the kickoff on the Breeze 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is celebrating our first anniversary in Kearney. You'll be celebrating too because throughout the month of October, buy a suit and receive a dress shirt and tie for only $1. A $100 value for only $1. At Gary Michaels Clothiers, you'll never have to sacrifice quality, professional tailoring, and personal service at a reasonable price. Come in and check out the many more celebration specials throughout the store. Shop both downtown locations, Hastings and on the Bricks, Kearney. Open late on Thursday and on Saturday until 4.
The Breeze, 94.5.
About a 20-yard pick six for Ben Hendricks playing on defense and letting his backup do the two-point attempt, which was no good, but it's still 44-6. And we were just talking here that we may have a running clock coming out in the second half. You got to have a 35-point lead, and there's a 38-point lead for Giltner. But that doesn't happen until the second half. Here comes the kickoff. It's, again, a squib kick. Mishandled at the 25, and having to fall on it is Jimmy Mazur.
Now this Giltner football team looks really solid. Came out like this is a playoff game. These are two very good football teams, 1-6-1, 1-5-2. And I thought we were going to have a much closer game than we've seen here so far.
I'm just trying to think of area teams in D2. We've seen Blue Hill, and we've seen BDS. And these guys be right in there.
Sutton.
Right now they are. Again, everybody in tight on the box, and Biltoft hands it off to Menke, and Menke again cannot get the corner on the outside, and he'll get caught for about, well, for no gain. I thought it was a little loss, but no gain. Second 10 coming for Lawrence Nelson. 2:10 to go in the first half. Allen's of Hastings halftime report coming up, and we'll get you filled in on the rest of the scores from around the area for a Thursday night. Pretty full bill.
Yeah.
Under center with an I formation. Menke dots the I, gets the toss left side, cuts it back, got some running room, spins out to about the 25-yard line. And that was a lot of shake and bake for only about 4 yards.
Noticed in the last few years they've been playing a lot more Thursday games this final week of the regular season. Of course, tomorrow's the state cross-country meet as well. So a lot of parents go to that.
Out at the Kearney Country Club. We'll have reports, by the way, on Classic Hits 98.9 and ESPN 1460 and 1550, so you can keep track of your favorite individual cross-country runners and teams. Here's a pass attempt in and out of the hands and almost a tremendous second effort by Brandon Miller. Well, it was a tremendous second effort. It just wasn't a successful one. He had his hand on the ball. He was defended by Hastings. The ball got knocked around, and he almost came down with it. But it was a long and spectacular, albeit incompletion. So fourth down and six coming, and a punt is indicated here. Jimmy Mazur is back to do the punting, standing just outside his 10. Nobody is back for Giltner again. Here comes the house. He gets it away, and it's going to fall unfielded and go all the way inside the five. And Lawrence Nelson almost got it inside the one. But it went into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and Giltner will get it first and 10 at the five.
You know, I don't know if I've ever seen a punter get a punt off so quickly. He knew they were coming. He just bolted it.
Everybody knew they were coming. There were kids in China knew they were coming. All right, first down and 10 yards to go for the Hornets, up 44-6. And Ben Hendricks will stay in at quarterback at least for a while here yet. Spread formation, slot receivers and wide receivers both ways. There's the snap. Hendricks fires long again. He's got Hastings. Hastings at the 20, the 15. Hastings 5, touchdown. Jared Hastings. Wow. 51 seconds to go in the first half, and it's 50. That's 5-0 to 6. Maybe 52. Garacki comes in to do his two-point duties as the freshman quarterback. Spread formation. Hastings catching his breath as the slot man to the right side. There's the snap. Garacki looking to the left, and it is almost picked off, but it is no good. Good cut to the inside, and he fired to the outside. So it remains 50-6, a 44-point lead for Giltner. A running clock is indicated in the second half. So we'll be back in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
51 seconds to go until the Allens of Hastings halftime report. And Giltner with both feet on the throttle. There's the kick by Gildersleeve. It's a squib again, goes inside the 15, rolls out of bounds. And it may have been touched by a Lawrence Nelson player. And that's a free ball, goes beyond 10, and there are plenty of Hornets down there. It's not like a punt. You can stand around and watch it. You better fall on that, baby, or you're going to lose the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they thought it was going to go out of bounds. Somebody did touch it, and they were quick to fall back on it.
So Lawrence Nelson averts a little bit of a disaster, if you're going to have any more disasters after being down 44 in the first half. And I don't know when Coach Jeff Ashby would start to put in some reserves, but I think he'll be pretty generous on the rotation. Handoff goes to Menke, the tailback, and again, there's no quitting him. He's a good football player. You can just tell that he has that mentality of just give me the ball and forget about the score and we'll get something going here. 35, 34 seconds to go. Clock is running, and I don't think the Raiders really want to stop it. I think that what they really want to do is get to halftime and
figure out
what they're going to do here in the second half.
Yeah.
Offset eye, Minky is the lone setback, tailback. He'll take the pitch right side, looks for the cutback, and he's immediately wrapped up and brought down by Corey Hollick, who has had a heck of a game tonight. Hollick had a scoop and score on a blocked punt early on. That was the first 6 points for Giltner, who now lead 50-6. A running clock coming when we come back in the second half. And right now, let's take a 2-minute pause for the cause, and we'll be back with more Thursday Night Football on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is celebrating our first anniversary on the Bricks in downtown Kearney with specials throughout October at both Hastings and Kearney stores. Cooler weather is here, and we have you covered, literally. All outerwear from leather jackets to wool top coats are 20% off. Buy any two shirts, sports shirts, or dress shirts and receive a third shirt for only a dollar. Enjoy savings at both locations, downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney, with same-day tailoring. Open late on Thursday and on Saturday until 4.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We are at Giltner, and it is halftime, and it is time for the Allens of Hastings halftime report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Allens Superstore, brings you this halftime report. Allens Superstore of Hastings has specials this week in the local paper and online at AllensSuperstore.com. Allens, your You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. And with a running clock in the second half, folks from around here can take off early and do their weekend shopping yet on this Thursday night at Allens, okay? All right, let's take a look as my sidekick here, Brandon Pipples, tallies up the individual stats for both teams. Let's give you some scoring updates from around the state. In Class D2, Kennesaw is leading Elwood 29-8 in a game that you can listen to on Classic Hits 98.9 FM with Randy Bushcutter. Bertrand is leading Loomis 8-0. Mullen is trailing Maxwell 24-8. It is Falls City Sacred Heart on top of Parkview Christian 14-0. Medicine Valley over Wallace 20-8. These are all either second quarter, late second, or halftime scores. Eustace Farnham over Alma 16-0. And Brady trails Anselmo Myrna 20-8 in the second quarter. Moving up to D1, Cross County over Harvard 50-8. Elgin Public, Pope John, Boyd County I should say Elgin Public and Pope John leading Boyd County 28-0. A similar 28-0 score, Creighton on top of Hardington Newcastle. East Butler 34, Lords Central Catholic 14. Burwell is tied with Amherst 28-0. That's a game you can hear on PlatteRiverPreps.com or if you're in the neighborhood, 1460 AM ESPN Radio, 1460 KXPN. Diller O'Dell 40-6 over McCool Junction. That's at halftime. Creek Valley is trailing Dundee County Stratton 49-8. Arapahoe trails Shelton 20-14. BDS over Pawnee City 14-0. Perkins County on top of Morrill 20-14. Up to Class C2, Hardington Senior Catholic 27. Let me take a run at that again. Hardington Cedar Catholic 27, Ainsworth nothing. And it is Freeman over Elmwood Murdoch, 21-7. In C1, Cozad with a 12-zip lead over O'Neill. And Boone Central Newman Grove, 12-9 over Norfolk Catholic. Central City, 41, Minden, nothing. And Boys Town over Arlington, 21-0. These are all halftime scores or late second quarter at this point. In Class B, we don't have that score between Omaha Gross and Omaha Benson. We do have Millard West and Lincoln Southeast tied at 14. That's a Class A halftime score. And so that's our scoreboard right now at halftime on the Allens of Hastings halftime report. So let's recap what got us to our 50-6 halftime score here. It opened up way early in the ball game when Giltner forced Lawrence Nelson into a punt formation and then sent everybody but the water boy in on a blocked punt attempt that came true, and a scoop and score by Corey Hollick made it 6-0. Then with 5:55 to go in the first period, a 55-yard run, first play from scrimmage for Giltner. They hadn't had the ball. They had not had the ball on offense until 5:55 to go in the first period, and the first play from scrimmage went for a 55-yard TD run by Ben Hinrichs. Made it 14-0 with a two-point pass to Jared Hastings. Then with a minute 57 to go in the first, Menke scored for Lawrence Nelson on a one-yard run, capping a 50-yard drive, and made it 14-6. We thought, well, maybe we got something going here. Giltner says not so fast. 58 seconds to go in the first period. And they give it to Lichty, and he scored from 10 yards out, made it 22-6. Then Hinrichs to Preissler on a 50-yard rainbow. A two-point conversion was good. It made it 30-6. A 55-yard run or drive that concluded with a 4-yard TD run by Ben Hinrichs and a two-point conversion, which was good, made it 38-6. Then a pick six by Ben Hinrichs, playing in the defensive backfield from 20 yards out, made it 44-6. Then finally, with 51 seconds to go in the first half, a 65-yard scoring bomb to Jared Hastings from Ben Hinrichs made it 50-6, and that's where we sit right now. So surely in there must be some offensive yardage totals. We're going to take a break, get Brendan Peoples all together here and let him load up on the stats. When we return in a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com, you're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here in Giltner taking a look at first half statistics. And it was pretty much all Giltner in the first half. They had 198 yards through the air, 109 yards rushing in the first half. Ben Heinrichs, pretty much a one-man wrecking crew here tonight. He has completed 5 of 7 passes tonight for 198 yards and 2 touchdown passes. Those touchdown passes were bombs, too. There was a 50-yard pass to Freisler, and also the 65-yard touchdown to Jared Hastings, both going for 6. Heinrichs also the leading rusher here tonight, 5 carries, 89 yards, 2 touchdown runs, and he also has a touchdown off of an interception. He had a pick 6 there in the second half. So Heinrichs getting it done here tonight. Really, there are no other offensive stats on Giltner. Christian Lechte has 10 yards rushing. Nick Freisler has 10 yards rushing. That is it outside of Ben Heinrichs. Again, 198 yards passing, 109 yards rushing for Giltner in the first half. On the other side, Lawrence Nelson has gained some yards. They just haven't gotten into the end zone very often. 142 yards on the ground, 117 of that belonging to Dylan Mankey. He's had 27 carries for those 117 rushing yards. And also Wyatt Thayer, 5 carries, 31 yards. And that's pretty much it for Lawrence Nelson here so far tonight. They have some negative yardage for some of their other players, as the Giltner defense has really owned the offensive line here tonight. Passing-wise for Lawrence Nelson, Colton Biltoft, 1 of 7 through the air, 12 yards, that's it. And an interception on that pick 6 earlier tonight. There was one touchdown for Lawrence Nelson in the first half, and that belonged to Dylan Mankey on the 1-yard touchdown run. So again, just 142 yards rushing, 12 yards passing for Lawrence Nelson, so a total of 154 in the first half. As for Giltner, they again have the 109 plus 198. If you do the math there, that's 307 yards of total offense here in the first half. 50-6 is your score. The Giltner Hornets lead the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. We'll come back in 2 minutes here on 94.5 The Breeze.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Fall is upon us. Take advantage of all the outdoor things this season has to offer. Start with a set of Cooper tires, such as the top quality CTS from CPI Mr. Tire, and then reap the bonus of a prepaid Visa card worth up to $70. Use your CPI Mr. Tire credit card and get double the rebate, up to $140. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. See your area CPI Mr. Tire store serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Craig Eckert, Brandon Peoples. Let me do that again. Craig Eckert and Brandon Peoples back here at Giltner during the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Big decision almost for Brandon. Had the Royals, as I said, he's our Royals freak at the radio station, and had the Royals not had the night off, he would have had this decision Sitting Bull Pizza or Kansas City Royals? And I'm thinking the Royals would go wanting on that one. Probably out for the pizza, right?
Yeah, this first time they've been in the World Series in 29 years. I'm not going to miss it.
But it's your first year of Sitting Bull Pizza, too. So, I mean, it's like you're pretty impressed. I can tell it.
That pizza is good.
It is outstanding. Thanks, guys. Okay, it's just under a minute until we kick off the second half. We ought to have a running clock here with a 44-point Giltner lead. So let's just keep it right here. Let's just keep it right here. Giltner will receive the football in the second half. And I'm not sure. I mean, one thing I'm sure of is that we will have a running clock. What I'm not sure of is the number of substitutes we will see from Giltner and how soon they might appear. I learned a long time ago not to second-guess coaches on that.
And you can never assume.
No, you can't. Sometimes you get this far out ahead on playoffs, and you just really don't want to get any rust on the gears at all, so you keep pushing it until maybe deeper into the game. I don't know. All right, clock is down to zero, and we are ready to put 12 on the scoreboard. And the third quarter is about to get underway. Lawrence Nelson will kick off to Giltner. Giltner is up 50-6. Matthew Buescher is doing the kickoff chores for Lawrence Nelson. And the ball at the 30-yard line is about ready to take a fly, and there it goes. And it bounces at the 5 and coming back the other way for Giltner. Is Preissler. Nick Preissler cuts through at the 30, and he's shoestring tackled by Brandon Skinner. And that was, I don't know, you can't call it game-saving or even necessarily touchdown-saving, but he would have been running for quite a few more yards had he not wrapped him up on a fine shoestring tackle there by Brandon Skinner of Lawrence Nelson.
And shoestring is right. That's about all he was able to grab.
Shotgun formation, spread formation, and Garacki is the quarterback. So there's substitute number one. And Hendricks is not in at quarterback. Garacki pulls it down. He'll run forward for about 5 yards. His job, don't turn the ball over. Keep the clock running if you can and pick up first downs. And the freshman again in the gun has Hastings in the slot to his right. Lichty in the slot to his left. Good is the wide out to the left side, and Preissler is wide to the right. Here's the snap in the flat. It goes to Lichty. Lichty dances around after the reception, gets about 2 more yards. It'll be third down and a short 5 yards to go for the Giltner Hornets. Up top, 50-6. Just underway in the second half with the running clock rule in effect. That's the one that says if you're out front by 35 in the second half, the clock runs except for scores, injuries, etc. Handoff on the inside, and there goes Lichty. He's down to the 20, 15, 10. Lichty to the 5-yard line, stretches to the pylon. Let's see if they're going to let him have the touchdown or not. They say no, he was out of bounds inside the one.
Wow, he couldn't got much closer.
Christian Lichty just turned on the jets down the sideline and got inside the one.
Now with that, he becomes just the second rusher here for Giltner tonight with over 50 yards. Hendricks has done most of the work.
They could quarterback sneak it the whole way, but I doubt that's going to happen. So it is 50, well, it will be. I'm thinking here. It's 50-6, but with first down and goal to go inside the one, I give the odds pretty good that they're going to score, and they do as Lichty somersaults into the end zone after the hit by Gavin Buescher. And it is now 56-6, 9:52 left to go in the third period.
Well, I'll tell you, this Giltner team, they score, and they score fast.
When they're looking like this, you can't see where they'd had 2 losses, but those were quality losses at a time when they were a little bit banged up. Garacki in the quarterback, the freshman with Lichty in the tailback position. Fake it to him, option left side, fire in the end zone, in and out of the hands of, I think that was Priceler they were shooting for. And he couldn't hang on to it, so the score remains 56-6. And Giltner's kickoff is next in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, it'll be Giltner giving the ball a ride here pretty quick. Standing back inside the five is Menke. And it looks like the other return man is Jaden Himmelberg. Gildersleeve tees it up, gives it that squib kick again, and it gets down inside the 20-yard line. And as the ball is touched by a Lawrence Nelson player, he also stepped out of bounds, so that immediately downs it. Gavin Bushcutter was the man on special teams there. I tell you what, if they get that thing perfected and they go on into the playoffs, that could be a heck of a weapon.
Yeah, you bet.
Because you're the guy back on defense trying to run it back, and it's like, what do you do? Well, if you touch it, you're a marked man. If you don't and it doesn't go out of bounds, it's a live ball. Single setback is Menke. Flip to him, left side, tries the cutback, and he's going to get hemmed in back at the 15-yard line. No gain. Second and 10 coming for Lawrence Nelson. .9:15 to go in the third.
Menke had 27 touches that first half. He's been the workhorse for the Raiders tonight.
Not many running backs at a higher level get 27 in a game and a half.
Yeah, not many.
Second down and 10, and again, Menke will get the call. And he'll get a yard or two, and that's it. And it'll bring up third down. Oh, there's a penalty marker down across the way. Okay, that's why. Penalty marker, and they're talking to Giltner. And Giltner is going to decline, it looks like. And that is what happened. So it's third down now for the Raiders. Third down and 6 to go for Lawrence Nelson. They wind the clock again at 8:50 to go in the third. Straight eye formation, ends are in tight, Biltoft under center, takes the snap, back to pass. Blitz coming, firing across to the far sideline, and really not too many people with the same color shirt on there. Cody Byers, I think, was the closest intended receiver on the far side, and it'll bring up fourth down and 6 yards to go for Lawrence Nelson. So in a time when, I don't know, you'd have, I don't know. I have no words of wisdom when you're down by 50. 809, 808 in the third. Here comes the punt, and that snap is muffed. And the punter picks it up and gets off a high kick. They're going to let it go inside the 15, down inside the 10-yard line. So Giltner, if they score again, will have to work for it. They'll have a 70-yard drive to make for 6.
You know, the one time Giltner doesn't send everybody is when the punter drops the football. He wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
But it worked out really well for Lawrence Nelson there. He's got a nice leg on him. I mean, they've been getting the lucky bounces.
Well, he got one nice one off when everybody was coming at him in the first half, and he got a nice. In fact, it went so far, went into the end zone for a touchback. Okay, here's your first and 10 for Giltner. Garacki is the quarterback. We'll pick up some of the subs as I'm sure they will appear here for the Hornets. A handoff on the inside and lowered his head, crashing up for about 6 or 7 yards for Giltner is Lichty. Kristen Lichty, who had a long pass reception, has had a couple of sprints to the end zone. That time takes it on first down for about a six-yard gain. Second and four coming for Giltner. Clock at 7:09 to go, third period. Little conference in the backfield between Grecki and Lichty. Single wide out right side and left. Hand off on the inside again. This time Lichty, and he cuts inside the 20. 25, stiff arm, 30. And he's forced out of bounds at the 30-yard line by Cody Byers. Not until that first down and then some is accomplished by Giltner. And the clock, despite the out of bounds, continues to run now. That's the intent, is to shorten up a game like this that is, for all intents and purposes, out of hand. Lichty wide to the right. Check that. Priceler wide to the right. Lichty in the slot to the left. In the pistol now is Garacki again on the first down. They fake blitz. He'll keep it himself as he goes on the quarterback draw across the 35 and stumbles ahead to about the 37 or 8-yard line. They'll spot it 2 or 3 yards shy of the first down. Well, closer to 4 yards shy of the first down. But it'll be second down and 3+ yards to go.
It's a good-looking run by Garacki that time. He really stretched out to get every yard he could.
Not a lot of hesitation on that. He pulled it down and went straight ahead. Good second effort there. And that's how you continue a program, as you get your younger guys some experience, game experience late in the season. Hand off on the inside, Lichty, and he's got the first down again as he spins forward beyond the chains and gets to the 35-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. Now the ref says knee touched beyond the 35, so we'll spot the ball just outside the 35 for Giltner. It's a first down either way. Clock at 5:15 to go, quarter number three. Hastings comes out. Brody Hansen now comes into the ball game for Giltner. Brody is a wide receiver, freshman, 145 pounds. And Reese Lyon is also in there. He is a youngster, freshman, 130. He goes wide to the left side. So we got the freshman class in there at the skill positions. And a timeout. Nope, a penalty marker's down. I think a delay of game. So it's a delay of game timeout. And the clock stops at 4:48, but we'll quickly resume here now. First down 15 on that penalty by Giltner. Garacki on the option, flips left side, and that was a slow-developing play. The pitch was to Gildersleeve, and he didn't get much because it was a really slow play. Gildersleeve is a 160-pound sophomore. We've seen him more on defense and, of course, as the kicker in the last couple of broadcasts here. Second down coming and 16 yards to go for Giltner. Clock at 4:17 in the third. Again, if you're just joining us, Giltner has this one well in hand by 50 points, 56-6. Wides both ways. Single setback is Gildersleeve with Garacki, the freshman quarterback. Gildersleeve is a sophomore. He's the old man in there. He takes the inside handoff on the right side jet sweep. He'll get tackled for about a 2.5-3 yard loss. And it's third down and 20 yards to go.
Yeah, that play went nowhere. Sniffed out nicely by the Raider defense.
Running clock rule, 35-point plus margin for one team or over the other in the second half, and the clock continues to run except for scores and penalties and injuries. Shotgun formation, spread both ways. Back to pass, Garacki fires across the middle in and out of the hands of Gildersleeve. That was a catchable ball.
Yeah, it certainly was. Went right through his hands. And, of course, with the running clock, the clock doesn't stop on an incomplete pass.
Fourth down and 20 now, and Gildersleeve is back to do the punting chores for the Hornets. And he normally does that anyhow. Wow, there's mist coming out of their mouths there. Now he drops the ball, has to pick it up and run with it, and he'll get tackled at the 30-yard line. So the last two punts have been pretty ugly, but that exchange to the advantage of Lawrence Nelson. Apparently the clock stops on possession change as well.
Yep.
I'm learning as I go. OJT here on the running clock. Okay, now they do it again. Now it's 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third. A first and 10 for Lawrence Nelson. The ball spotted at the 30-yard line. And under center with the I formation. The pitch to a new tailback going to the left side and picking up about 4 or 5 yards is Cody Byers. Byers is giving relief to Dylan Menke, who had a heck of a night from the standpoint of working, carried the ball 27-plus times. Showed tremendous effort, but there was not enough cohesiveness in their offensive drives, and they only ended up with 6 points. Excuse me. Under center, the straight eye formation again. Handoff goes to the tailback, Cody Byers, and he'll get caught for no gain. Garacki comes up on defense that time and stops the progress.
And, you know, these players that are getting in here on substitutions, I know the game's out of hand, but for these guys that don't get much playing time, they love this. They thrive
on this.
Coaches
are still filming.
You bet.
Third down coming and about 6 yards to go for Lawrence Nelson. The clock at a minute 20 in the third. And Biltoft is still in there at quarterback. The handoff goes to the up man, Wyatt Thayer, who started the ball game, and he remains in there on the quick opener. He gets a couple of yards, and it brings up fourth down and 2 yards to go for Lawrence Nelson.
I believe that was actually Bushcutter was the ball carrier, I think. Or 28.
Was it 28?
No. Oh, was it 23?
Okay, that was Wyatt. Now, 28 is in there now. That's Bushcutter. The up man, toss, left side. Byers got the first down, stumbles for a little bit more down to about the 15-yard line. And they're going to move the chains. And the clock is at 26 seconds to go in the third period. Lawrence Nelson with a lot of substitutes, along with Giltner with a lot of defensive substitutes. And Bushcutter is the up man. Byers is the tailback. Biltoft is still in there at quarterback. He'll feed it to the tailback, and Byers crashes forward for about 3 or 4 yards. And that's the end of the third period of play. So at the end of three, the running clock shortened things up considerably here. We'll be back in 1 minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com with Giltner way out front, 56-6.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is celebrating our first anniversary on the Bricks in downtown Kearney with specials throughout October at both Hastings and Kearney stores. Cooler weather is here, and we have you covered, literally. All outerwear from leather jackets to wool top coats are 20% off. Buy any two shirts, sports shirts, or dress shirts and receive a third shirt for only a dollar. Enjoy savings at both locations, downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney, with same-day tailoring. Open late on Thursday and on Saturday until 4.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, quarter number four here on the one that got away for Lawrence Nelson, 56-6. Both teams entered this contest at 5 wins and 2 losses, and it'll be Giltner picking up their 6th win and the Raiders picking up their 3rd loss. Second down for Lawrence Nelson. Handoff inside Byers. He's got the touchdown. Scoring from the 17-yard line. And so the underclassmen for Lawrence Nelson tack on 6 more points And it is 56-12. Still a healthy lead there for Lawrence Nelson. Byers. Call it a 16-yard run. And they will go for two. Just a guess, but I think so.
Yeah, I would think so.
Byers is the sole tailback. Biltoff still in there under center. Fakes it one way, fires into the end zone. He's got a man, and it is incomplete as it fell to the turf. Making the grab was Peyton Drudek. Who wasn't asking if there was a kid named Peyton on this field? There he is, Peyton Drudek. And with 11:55 to go, the score remains 56-12. And we're back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com with Giltner atop 56-12.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Man, 11:55 to go in this one. As we have the 35-point rule running clock going, Giltner had a 50-6, 5-0-6 halftime lead. Here in the second half, it's been a tie at 6 apiece. But it's still 56-12. The clock still runs on all plays except penalties, scores, change of possession,
timeouts,
referees' birthdays, stuff like that. Really important stuff. Otherwise, out of bounds and incompletions, it does not stop. Essentially, that's what it means, is it doesn't stop when it's an incompleted pass or out of bounds. Otherwise, it's pretty normal. They say it shortens the game.
Maybe a little.
I don't know, a little bit. Here comes the kickoff by Lawrence Nelson, taken inside the 10-yard line by Zach Lyon. Lyon has it out to the 20, 25. Lyon lowers his shoulder, and he gets it out beyond the 30-yard line. That was a nice run back by Zach Lyon, who is a senior, 139-pound back.
Now, I think it shortens the game for teams that run the football a lot.
Yeah.
They primarily run it, but not the case with Giltner.
Garacki is still in the quarterback. Zach Lyon stands beside him in the backfield. Wide receivers both ways. Josh Hendricks is in there. He's wide to the right side. And I think it's, well, let's see. That's not Brett Good. Who is that? Maybe that's, we'll pick up the number of the guy on the far side of the field there. He's standing sideways to me, and I can't. Oh, wait a minute. That is Zach Lyon, because over on this side is Hendricks.
Yep.
Try that again. That's Will Reeson, freshman out on the wide receiver spot to the left side, and Josh Hendricks to the right side. Now they wind the clock, and Garacki calls out the signals, takes the snap, option. Now he pulls it down, keeps it, comes to the right side, gets a block, turns the corner, penalty markers down. He's down to 30, 20, 15, all the way for Garacki, but it's going to come back. Penalty marker way back at the 35-yard line. Hold against Giltner. And so that was a thrill for a couple of seconds for Garacki until he looked back over his shoulder and saw a yellow flag.
Unfortunate there. That was a nice run.
And it'll be a spot foul, so let's see where the infraction occurred. That was some nice moves there by Garacki on the keeper option. He reversed his field and came to the right side, and of course, reversing your field is dangerous when you're looking at the possibility of a clip or a block to the back. Wides both ways. Garacki is still in there at quarterback. Slot formation both ways. One of the slot men is Brody Hansen. He's to the right side. Clock at 11:07 to go. There's the pistol. There's the pass out in the flat. And it hits the ground before Zach Lyon could get to it on the left side. Incomplete, second and 20 yards to go. That 20 yards to go was the result of the block to the back penalty on the option touchdown run that didn't count for Garacki. Lyon to the left. Hinrichs to the right. Josh Hinrichs, the freshman, is who we're talking about. Otherwise spread. Now they try that again. Into the slot. They try to set up a little bubble screen over there, and nothing doing. Lawrence Nelson collapses that. It'll bring up third down and 20 yards to go.
Right now, just some tough luck here at these backup players in there for Giltner. Just trying to learn the offense a little bit.
Want to thank you for hanging with us here late in the game. We'll have a scoreboard show for you on Classic Hits 98.9 because, as you heard at halftime, a lot of games being played tonight. So Merritt Lawson logs in after the Elwood-Kennesaw game on 98.9. We'll have some recaps from Randy Bushcutter, Doug Duda. Back to pass. Garacki keeps it and then loses the ball. He just kind of left it fall as he was under pressure. And Lawrence Nelson comes in and takes over. So with 9:42 to go, there's a change of possession. Clock stops momentarily as Lawrence Nelson loads their offense onto the field. And Giltner's defensive reserves will try and defend 15 yards of turf.
Raiders got to feel pretty good about that. That's their first forced turnover here tonight.
Still a 44-point lead for Giltner. Still a running clock on first and 10. Got a new, no, we don't either. Biltoft is still in there as the quarterback for Lawrence Nelson. Well, Biltoft is only a sophomore, so I guess the more snaps they can get him, the more snaps they can get him. And that handoff was about 2 yards upfield. Second down and 8 coming for Lawrence Nelson. Coming off the field for Giltner is Bo Craig, freshman, 185-pounder. So there's another youngster getting some play here in the last regular season game for some of the seniors here on Giltner. Handoff goes to Bushcutter, tries to find the outside, and the defense found him before he could square the shoulders. Third down coming after about a half-yard gain. It'll be third down and 7.
Back-to-back plays to Bushcutter that time, and he's got 3 yards here early on.
Clock at 8.5 to go. We'll have reports from the state cross-country meet in Kearney tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and ESPN 1460 and 1550. So tune in there and you can keep track. Bushcutter skirts left side, gets the 5 and into the end zone. And Lawrence Nelson scores again and is 56-18 now. Bushcutter takes it in from about 15 out. Bushcutter sweeps left, gets into the end zone. It's 56-18, a 38-point lead.
Wow.
This happens again, and all of a sudden the running clock is no longer running. Back to pass, Biltoft into the end zone, and it's in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. The two-point try is no good, and the score remains Giltner 56. But Lawrence Nelson now has 18 on the board, and we're back in a half minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Come to B&B Carpet for the Mohawk's anniversary sale happening now. We have selected carpet styles at 50% off. These are carpets that have been introduced just for Mohawk Floorscape stores for the customers that know value and enjoy customer service. What a time for great flooring and savings. Visit the family at B&B in Donovan for Mohawk's anniversary sale going on now.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we got a kickoff coming from Lawrence Nelson. Zach Lyon, who had a nice return before for Giltner, is standing at his 5-yard line. And we will have the kickoff by Matthew Busher. the 145-pound sophomore kicker for Lawrence Nelson. Tiny shoes at the 30.
So the clock stops for shoe tying, too.
It does, apparently. But not a double knot. They started. All right, here we go. And Matthew Buescher gives it a ride from the 30. It's a line drive kick. Lyon comes up, fumbles the ball, picks it up at the 5. Zach Lyon out to the 15 and stumbles forward to the 20. Almost had a Willie Mays over the shoulder catch. Couldn't quite hang on to it. Ball fell to the ground. He picked it up, though, and got it back out just inside the 20. So two nice runbacks by Zach Lyon there. And now Giltner would kind of like to hang on to the ball. They've given it up on turnovers the last two possessions, and the last two possessions, Lawrence Nelson has scored. And now the 56-point lead has fallen to 38 points. Garacki in the gun, takes the snap, handoff to Zach Lyon. Lyon bowls forward to about the 20-yard line. Half-yard pickup. And Buescher comes up with the tackle. Second down coming, 9 yards to go for Giltner with the second team in there for the most part. In motion, they flip it on a jet action from the right to the left. Taking the little flip there was Josh Hendricks, and he gets a yard or two, and it's going to be third down coming. And still a healthy 9 yards to go. So I don't know if you're Lawrence Nelson, do you put some of the upperclassmen back in there and try and snuff it and get this thing a little closer? I don't know. Like I said, I've given up on trying to second-guess coaches. That's not my job, so I don't know. But it could happen. Here's the third down play. Garacki in the pistol, back to pass. Fires. He's got a man, and it is complete near the first down. Coming down with it was Josh Hendricks, the freshman. Showed some nice hands there and some knowledge of where he was on the field as he leaned forward, got the first down. And Giltner will maintain possession, and the clock will continue to run. 6:10 to go in this ball game.
It was a good pass that time by Garacki. 8-yard pickup that time, and they're at the 30-yard line.
Wide receivers to the left side in the slot formation. One big guy down to the near side, slightly split off. And Hendricks to the right side. Now they fire out into the flat, and it is complete. I think that Zach Lyon taking it across the way it is. And that's about a 9-yard gain. So some good execution on the spread offense here by Garacki, the freshman backup quarterback. The other advantage when you talk about Giltner going into the playoffs is that Jared Hastings, who has had some injury issues, gets to not complicate things tonight anymore. He'll probably take a seat. Already has. There's the spread again. Now they go option, and Garacki gets a first down as he keeps the feet moving down to the 35-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. And another Giltner first down. Gildersleeve comes over to the near side to pick up a play from the brain trust of the Giltner Hornets coaching staff. 4:53 to go in this ball game. Garacki sends his team out wide with a slot to the left side. Two receivers to the right side. One wide out is Hendricks. Now they flip that jet sweep, and that's sniffed out by Lawrence Nelson's Brandon Skinner. And Zach Lyon on the sweep was caught for about a yard loss. So, well, more than that, it's second down and 15 yards to go. So nearly a 5-yard loss as you look at it again. Lyons comes out, Gildersleeve comes back in for Giltner with possession and a second down and 4 minutes to go with the running clock. I got some numbers here that I don't have on my roster.
Uh-oh.
Snap goes to Garacki, and he fires it out into the flat to Gildersleeve, and he gets beyond the rear chain marker. And so it'll be third down. They recover the loss yardage plus a couple. It'll be third down, and we'll call it 8 yards to go. They need to get down to the 25-yard line for a first down. The Hornets break their huddle. Garacki and Gildersleeve in the backfield. Garacki, the QB, this time in the gun. And 3:14 to go. Option, right side, pitch Gildersleeve, maintains possession inside the 30. Forced out of bounds. He'll be close to a first down. And on the out of bounds, the clock continues to run. So we're under 3 minutes to go on a fourth down situation. Very short. They're going to mark him up close to the 25-yard line. He has to get to the 25 for the first down. Giltner quickly breaks the huddle, sending Carter Obermeyer to the left side. Garacki calls out the signals. Gildersleeve on the option of it. Garacki will keep the ball, fall forward. I'm not sure he got the first down. I don't think he got it. And so a turnover on downs, and Giltner will have to go on defense. And that will stop the clock on the possession change. 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Again, we cordially invite you to the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show Thursday night edition. We'll have an abbreviated schedule, of course, because we've basically divided a weekend down over 2 days. But CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9, we will have hourly updates on the state cross country meet. We will also have that happen on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. So we always try to maintain updates on some of the area schools and individual runners from the country club in Kearney. Coverage starts right around the noon hour.
We've got, I think, what, 3 football games tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Royals baseball.
Hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of everything tomorrow.
We have a banquet of sports. And despite the fact that the Royals are way out west, the first pitch is still just a little after 7 our time. Is that right?
That's right.
And I think that one we got on ESPN, if I'm not mistaken. 1460 and 1550. Hockey, or no, that's on
the Breeze.
Hockey is on Classic. It's 98.9 tomorrow night. Hand off to the running back who is stuffed for Lawrence Nelson on that 1st and 10. That was Robert Lobby. And Lobby loses about a yard, maybe 2. Second down and 12 coming. As Bill Toft remains in there as the quarterback. And I don't have any other positions listed for their reserves, so I don't even know if they have another quarterback on the roster that's ready to take a snap. Apparently the coaching staff doesn't think so. Toss sweep to the right side, and struggling forward on a nice effort there is Riley Kuchera. Kuchera for Lawrence Nelson gets back the lost yardage and then some, and they're going to spot the ball inside the 30, where it'll be third down and short 7, long 8 yards to go. 90 seconds to go in this one with the running clock. And a 56-18 Giltner lead. I formation, everybody in tight. Biltoff, toss, left side. Kuchera again. Penalty marker is down. Kuchera struggles back to the 30 and falls forward. But we got a penalty marker down. And that'll stop the clock momentarily. We'll really sort that out. The penalty is apparently on Lawrence Nelson for holding. Giltner will decline the penalty, and thusly bringing up fourth down And now they've moved the spot of the ball up to the 30-yard line. Fourth down, 6 yards to go. Lawrence Nelson will go for it on this. Built off the quarterback toss sweep, right side. Ball goes on the ground. It'll be recovered by Giltner. And so with 56 seconds to go in the ball game, Giltner will take over, and I suspect they're going to kneel it here for the next three, four downs. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Don't second guess.
Going to go out on a limb. That's right. If I were king of the football world, that's what they do. Garacki is the quarterback. He got a lot of good experience for Hornet Nation tonight. And they do indeed have the victory formation set up with a safety man back at the 30-yard line. They'll kneel it, and that ought to do it. 33 seconds to go. I'm not sure they'll get another snap off. Score 56-18. Giltner had a 50-6 halftime lead. And some underclassmen, a lot of time to play for both teams. And 10 seconds to go, that's it. And your final will be Giltner 56 and Lawrence Nelson 18. And the Hornets' last regular season game on home turf. Now it's wait and see on Sunday afternoon what the pairings makers will do and where they play and who they play. And you'll have that on our sportscast on Platte River Radio on Monday morning. Rest assured that the Giltner progress during the postseason is certainly one that we closely look at here on the Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com and the other Platte River radio stations. So the teams congratulate one another at midfield. The scoreboard clock is at 0, 56-18. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here. I'll be back to recap the scoring, and we'll have some individual stats for you on the Breeze 94.5 FM as we entertain the folks from New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery with their post-game report coming up next.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
KLIQ Hastings, the Breeze.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of protein design.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
To nothing, and that was Giltner in control from then on out. The running back for Lawrence Nelson, a good runner by the name of Dylan Menke, who is a senior and played his last regular season game, scored from 1 yard on a capping a 50-yard drive, made it 14-6. Giltner then answered back several times, a 10-yard run by Lichty. Henricks to Preissler with a 50-yard scoring pass. Henricks with a 4-yard run. 2-point conversions good on all of these. Made it 44-6. Then a pick six by Henricks on defense. Made it 44-6. A 65-yard rainbow from Ben Henricks to Jared Hastings. Made it 50-6 at halftime. Coming out in the second half with a running clock. It was a score by Cody Byers that made it 56-12, and then another score by running back Gavin Bushcutt, who actually was a defensive specialist but was put in on offense, a 17-yard run. And both of those scores coming off of Giltner turnovers made it 56-18, and that is your final. Giltner winning handily in their last regular season game. And for Hornet fans, a couple of good pieces of news. The injured players on defense were back, and the better news was nobody got re-injured, and a lot of people got the opportunity to chalk up some experience on a regular season night. So 56-18, Brandon Peoples here on the post-game report has some individual statistics here on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game report. Brandon?
All right, Giltner with a balanced attack tonight. They had 410 total yards of offense unofficially, and 198 of that coming on the ground, 212 yards through the air. Ben Heinrichs led the passing attack tonight, 5 of 7, 198 yards, 2 touchdown passes. And Garacki also 5 of 7, 24 yards through the air here tonight. Ben Heinrichs also the leading rusher for Giltner. He had 5 carries for 89 yards, 2 touchdown runs. He also had the 1 touchdown, as you mentioned, on the pick 6. So he scored both offensively and defensively here tonight. Christian Lechte also had 5 carries, 77 yards, and 2 scores. As for Lawrence Nelson, it was Dylan Mankey leading the way on the ground, 28 carries, 117 yards. He had just the 1 carry in the second half as they pretty much sat him down with this game well in control. Colton Biltoft, 1 of 7 for 12 yards. And don't believe he attempted a pass, maybe one or two in the second half there. But Biltoff struggling tonight, did throw one interception. Let's see, Wyatt Thayer, 6 carries for 34 yards. And Cody Byers, 5 carries for 32 yards. Total offense for Lawrence Nelson tonight, they had 211 yards. They had 199 of that coming on the ground, 12, of course, through the air. So 410 to 2. 4-10 to 2-11, I should say, was the offensive totals here for Giltner compared to Lawrence Nelson. And one side of the fair here tonight is Giltner wins big, 56-18.
Thank you. Let me turn my microphone back on. It works better that way. I can only talk so loud. So again, your final score, 56-18. Giltner ends the regular season with 6 wins and 2 losses. And the regular season record for Lawrence Nelson for this 2013-2014 season, try that again, 2014 season, will remain at 5 wins and 3 losses. The pairings for the state football road to Lincoln will occur over the weekend, the initial pairings, and we will have all of those for you on Monday on with Mike Will on KHAS and with Doug Duda on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then it's away we go. Next weekend we will have a series of games on, and we'll let you know what games those will be and what stations they will be on. We have an abundance of sports. Royals still in the World Series. That World Series could go well into next weekend depending on how things go for the good guys from KC out in San Francisco, as you know, and then, of course, Storm Hockey. So PlatteRiverPreps.com is your go-to place to get you exactly the games and times that they will be. And, of course, on the air on 98.9, 94.5, and ESPN 1460, 1550, and KHAS 1230 AM. And that's about all I can tell you about that. Yes, sir.
And don't forget about that mobile app.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, exactly right. Thank you for that. You don't have to when we stream games, and there might be some games coming up that we will have only on the internet, just because we don't have enough radio stations to go around, but we still can give you some streaming. And if you don't have our mobile apps, all you got to do is go to, like, for example, kliqfm.com, and right in the upper right-hand corner of the front page, you will see icons for both the Android app and for the iPhone app. And that one app, if you play around with it, you can listen to any of our streams off of that one app. I just learned that the other day. But if you want to download the apps from all of our stations, go ahead and do that too. That's what I did. But you can go in there in the menu and actually call up the other Platte River radio stations and listen. So you can be mobile with your mobile phone and listening to games. Maybe you want to listen to more than one. All right. That's it. Again, the final score, 56-18, Giltner on top. For Brandon Peoples and for Brad Beam, God bless you back at the radio station. This is Craig Eckert. Have a great night. Talk to you again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.